Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, I'm Karen Vorderman, and the bad news maybe is it's Monday. Oh, but no, the excellent news is it is also time to start a brand new week of Perfect 10. Yay! Every day I will be here with 10 head-scratching puzzles, teasers and questions to educate, to entertain and, of course, to irritate the life out of you. There will be brand new quizzes every day up until Thursday before finishing the week with another fabulous Flashback Friday quiz made up of our finest questions from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows. Right, 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Today is the 25th of March, and it was on this day, way back in 1306, that Robert the Bruce was crowned as the King of Scotland. And it was under his rule that the Scots defeated the English at the Battle of Bannockburn in 1314. So my question to you is, are you a king or a queen of quizzing? It's time to find out, because here come your questions for Monday's Perfect 10. Question one is your starter for a Perfect 10, and we're starting with a little puzzle. If 24H in a D means 24 hours in a day, what does 206B in an AHS mean? Quite a tricky one, this, I'm sorry. But I can tell you it is about something we all have. So hopefully that will help you come up with the correct answer. Question two is our clues in the news round. You're about to hear a fictional news report which contains clues to a famous phrase or saying. But can you work out which one it is?
Swine at Mossington Farm have developed wings, and they could become airborne at any moment. More on this story when we have it.
So, can you find the famous phrase hidden in that fictional news report? I hope you can. If you can, you win a point. Question three is Carol Lateral Thinking, and it's time to solve a sequence. Which letter completes this sequence? V, I, B, G, Y, O. What? I can tell you that this is a very colourful sequence. So what do you think that final letter could be? Remember, on Perfect 10, you can pause and rewind at any point you feel like you need some more time. And I will be here when you're ready to move on. Pausing, rewinding is not cheating. Question four now. And it's our memory round. We're about to hear a clip from a fictional children's TV show, but pay close attention as a question will follow. Here it comes.
Hello, children. Is it time to learn the alphabet? So get ready to join in.
Yay!
A is for apple, a delicious fruit. B is for bowler hat, you can wear it with a suit. C is for a cat that has real sharp claws. And D is for dinosaur. You can hear their loud roars. E is for eggs, they are great for lunch. And F is for flowers, they come in a bunch. G is for golf, you play it with balls. And H is for a house that has plenty of walls. We will come back to the alphabet a little bit later, boys and girls. But now we are going to do some numbers.
Well, I hope you were listening closely, because here is your question. What did the host of that fictional children's show say the letter D stands for? It was all in the clip, but can you recall the information you need to answer that question? Questions 5, 6 and 7 are all part of a group we like to call the frivolous, the familiar and the fun rounds. Common knowledge questions, really, about popular culture and the world around us all. Here is question 5. Michael Myers is the main antagonist of which horror film series? Well, I think quite a few of us will know the answer to that. Don't scream. Remember, if you like what you hear, don't forget you can go back and listen to all of our previous episodes. Plenty of questions to keep you happy there. Question six, time for some sport. The 2024 winners of the American football competition known as the Super Bowl were the Kansas City what? It was only a few weeks ago, but can you remember the answer? Question seven now, and it's all about our furry friends. Queen Elizabeth II's pets, Susan, Buzz, and Pickles, were all what kind of dog? What breed of dog were they? Hopefully, that's quite an easy one. Question eight, time for two in, two out. This is where you need to change two letters in a word to create a new word. Which two letters can you change in the word pillar, P-I-L-L-A-R, to make something you find on a shirt? Swap those two letters and find that new word. Question nine is, I know this, and today it's Mystery Year Monday. The British TV station Channel 4 was launched in which year? Do you think you know the answer to this? I do. And here we are at our final question of the day, and it's time for the first anagram of the week. Which element of the periodic table is an anagram of livers? L-I-V-E-R-S. Can you find that element? And there you have it. That's the first quiz of the week done and dusted. Well done, everybody, for playing along and getting your brain working. Answers coming up, but before that, please don't forget to follow or subscribe, and then you will not miss tomorrow's podcast as it will automatically download. And also, join us in the Perfect 10 family on social media by searching for @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score to make this a perfect Monday? It's time to find out, because here come your answers.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This. Question one was your starter for a perfect 10, and I asked you, if 24H in a D means 24 hours in a day, what does 206B in an AHS mean? Could you get the answer to it? It's actually 206 bones in an adult human skeleton. I think that was a tough one. 206 bones in an adult human skeleton. Very well done if you got that right. Question two was our clues in the news round. And today I was looking for a famous phrase or saying which was hidden in this clip.
Swine at Mossington Farm have developed wings and they could become airborne at any moment. More on this story when we have it.
Did you manage to figure out the answer I was looking for? Pigs might fly. Question three was my Carol lateral thinking question, and today was all about a sequence. Which letter completes this sequence? V-I-B-G-Y-O, what? And the answer is R, as the sequence is the first letters of the colours of the rainbow, starting at the bottom and moving all the way to the top. So V for violet, I for indigo, B for blue, G for green, Y for yellow, O for orange, and then you need R for red to complete the sequence. Very well done if you managed to figure that out. Question four was on memory round, and we were tuning into a fictional children's TV show. I asked you, what did the host of that fictional children's show say the letter D stands for? Could you remember? The letter D stood for dinosaur. Question five, when we moved into the three Fs. Michael Myers is the main antagonist of which horror film series? The answer is Halloween. Halloween. Michael has been played by a number of actors. In the original film, he was portrayed by the actor Nicholas Castle, who was paid a very low wage of just $25 a day. Question six. The 2024 winners of the American football competition, known as the Super Bowl, were the Kansas City who or what? And the answer is the Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs. And they defeated the San Francisco 49ers to claim the Super Bowl. Question seven. Queen Elizabeth II's pets, Susan, Buzz and Pickles, were all what breed of dog? And the answer is they're all corgis. Question eight, and it was time for two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word pillar to make something you find on a shirt? Well, if you change the letter P to a C and the I to an O, you get a collar, C-O-L-L-A-R. Question nine was, I know this, and today it was Mystery Year Monday. The British TV station Channel 4 was launched in which year? And the answer is 1982. And the first ever programme to be shown on this brand new channel was Countdown, which featured a young, very young presenter called Carol Vorderman. I wonder what happened to her. And finally, question 10 was your Monday anagram. I asked, which element of the periodic table is an anagram of livers? And the answer I was looking for was silver, S-I-L-V-E-R. So, how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10 today? Well done if you did. Remember to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already and follow us on social media so you don't miss out on any of our bonus visual questions. Thank you so much for playing today. I will be back tomorrow with a whole new day of questions, brain teasers and puzzles. I'm Cara Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.